Well, yesterday, President Trump held a moment of silence for the victims of the Las Vegas shooting, and several Democratic lawmakers refused to participate. Now, this is not a new trend, but it's a growing one. After the 2015 San Bernardino shooting, Illinois Democratic Congresswoman Robin Kelly boycotted that congressional moment of silence, asking, when are we going to do more than stand? Congressman Jim Himes was the first of three lawmakers to boycott the moment of silence after a shooter killed 49 in Orlando's Pulse nightclub. He pointed to his home state of Connecticut and the Sandy Hook shooting deaths of 20 first graders and six adults, saying, "Our silence does not honor the victims, it mocks them." Well, Representative Seth Moulton joined Himes in that boycott, and the Democrat from Massachusetts also boycotted yesterday's moment. He joins us by Skype. Congressman, welcome.
Thanks, Robin.
And take us through your thinking. From what I gather, you had something of a conversion after Orlando and Congressman Himes. You'd originally tweeted out, it's almost the cliched response from lawmakers, our thoughts and prayers are with the victims. Then what happened?
Then I started hearing from the victims and their families and people who said, we've got to do more. We've got to do something about this to prevent it from happening again.
Yeah. Well, and let's remind people, you're an Iraq War veteran, you're military. How hard a decision was that for you not to do what some people feel is an important ritual?
I'm someone who's seen firsthand the effects of gun violence. I've had to carry a gun to do my job in the war. And I know, as well as anyone, that this violence has no place on our streets, in our schools, at our concerts. So we've got to do something about it. And too often, I think these moments of silence are just excuses for inaction in Congress.
Well, hence the hashtags now, no more silence, and where's the bill? And we're reminded that when Speaker Paul Ryan tried to call that moment of silence after Orlando, you know, some Democratic lawmakers were shouting out, where's the bill? Where's the law that would prevent some of the guns involved in these shootings? But in Las Vegas, Congressman, we have a shooter who would have passed every background check. No issues that anyone can find at all, from mental health through ideology. What exactly do you want Congress to do?
Well, there's a lot we can do, and we don't know all the details of Las Vegas yet, so it's premature to say what exactly could have prevented this particular tragedy. But there's enormous evidence that having universal background checks for gun purchases, which is something that 9 out of 10 Americans support, that reduces gun violence. It's common sense that if you're too dangerous to get on a plane, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun. And that's why I have a bipartisan bill that will prevent terrorists from buying guns.
So you're talking about universal background checks, again, that might, you know, not have done anything to prevent Las Vegas. But tell
us
more.
We don't know yet. Yeah,
we don't know. We don't know. Right. But tell us more about what it would do. What does that mean, a universal background check, for those who don't know?
Well, it just means that no matter where you buy a gun, whether it's through a legitimate dealer or at a gun show from a private seller, that you have to go through a background check. And right now, there are loopholes so that you have to go through a background check if you buy it from a gun dealer, but not if you get it at a gun show. And this is just common sense stuff to prevent people who have mental illnesses or criminal records from getting guns. And it's been shown time and time again to reduce gun violence. So whether or not it would have eliminated this particular tragedy is not the issue here. This is a problem that happens time and time again across this country. And so there's no single solution that will prevent every gun massacre, but there are a lot of things we can do to make them less likely and less deadly.
What about reports that we're hearing, the Associated Press, New York Times, that officials who were in the hotel room in Las Vegas say that there were devices there that would have allowed the shooter to take a long rifle and convert it into an automatic weapon. Now, automatic weapons, are illegal, new ones are, but you can buy, it's perfectly legal to buy a device to convert a rifle to an automatic weapon. What's your thinking on that?
Well, this is a great example of a law that we could pass that would have had an influence on this tragedy. You know, it would have made a big difference if he wasn't able to use automatic rifle fire. He would have killed far fewer people.
Well, back to the way you're expressing this, by not participating in the moment of silence. You say you heard from victims after you did tweet out, your prayers after Orlando. But what about those who say this is disrespectful to victims of a massacre, not to just have a moment? As Nancy Pelosi said after yesterday's moment of silence, you know, it's not a license to not do anything.
But unfortunately, I think politicians in Washington are using it that way. And we've got to call attention to this and say that just simply honoring the victims is not enough. If I thought that they would do something, that we could have a debate or a vote on many of these bipartisan bills that have been proposed, then I would happily and honorably participate in a moment of silence. But that's how bad it's become, that Speaker Ryan, the Republican leadership, can't simply do their jobs as members of the House of Representatives in debating this issue and having votes on things to make it better.
Do you worry that Democrats in boycotting a moment of silence are falling into a trap, a political trap? It's been called identity politics. You know, this idea of seeming to care more about anti-gun legislation than prayer, which is precious to many people. Are you worried about that for Democrats?
No, that's what President Trump and Republicans who are trying to politicize this issue will say about Democrats. But the reality here is that Democrats are the only ones who are showing the courage to have this debate and to actually do something about these issues.
Representative Seth Moulton, the Democratic congressman from Massachusetts, on why he boycotted yesterday's moment of silence. Congressman, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.